Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Even though Bill and Hillary Clinton's health care bill crashed and failed in 1994, the liberals continue to advocate socialized medicine. Of course, they don't call it socialized medicine. The code word they use is single payer. The single payer would be the government. So their plan would be to give government control of access and delivery of all medical services. We don't need to speculate about how this system would work. We have a perfect model in Canada where a single-payer system has been in effect for years. Nobody but a hardcore liberal who wants the government to control everything could possibly want to copy the Canadian plan for the United States. Single-payer Canadian-style health care means long waits for everything. Waiting time between referral from a general practitioner and treatment in all specialties averages 18 weeks. An MRI could take up to 33 weeks. Orthopedic surgery requires a wait of 14 weeks for a referral from a general practitioner to the specialist, and then another 24 weeks wait from the specialist to treatment. Some patients die on the waiting list. To make sure that the government controls all health care, Canadian law prohibits anyone from buying or giving private health care or buying private insurance. A physician can be fined up to $20,000 for accepting a fee for surgery. After years of this inferior socialized medicine, one man who was told he had to wait a year for a hip replacement filed a lawsuit that made it up to Canada's High Court. Miraculously, by 4-3, the court held that he could pay a surgeon to give him a hip replacement right now. The socialist politicians have denounced the court decision and are looking for ways to get around it. The best solution for how to manage health care is health savings accounts, which allow individuals to buy their own health insurance and manage how they spend their money. Fortunately, more Americans are signing up for health savings accounts every month.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum, the national pro-family organization. Our goal is to stay on the leading edge of the issues that are important to you and your family. Write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and let us know your perspective. That address again is Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, now the man who says, if you fall out of that tree and break your leg, well, don't come running to him. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is a talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. That's like the guy that had the two legs of the two wooden legs. You remember him, Jeff? He had two wooden legs and his house burned down. And
he didn't have a leg to stand on.
He didn't have a leg to stand on. That's right. Anyway, let's move along because we have an interesting show for you today, as we do every day. But I have with me one of my regulars on this program, Joyce Morrison, who lives in Fieldon, Illinois. And Joyce tells me that this Christmas, they're not going to take a Christmas vacation. They're going to have a winter break at the school, but it's going to be for 6 weeks. Joyce, hi. It's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Hi, Derry. It's good to be here this morning.
Yeah. What are you going to do on this winter break out there in Fieldon, Illinois?
Well, I am told that we're building two new schools that we can't afford and really don't need, but they're going to be moving into one of those new schools with the high school. And it'll take 6 weeks to make the process complete.
Wonder why. Wonder why it takes 6 weeks. What do you move in a school?
I don't know. I've never moved to school. But I assume that I don't know if they're going to be buying new furniture or if they're moving furniture or, when you price a school, is that the fixins or not? You
know, I don't know. That's what I thought, too. If they build this new fancy schoolhouse, they're not going to haul all that old carved up desks and things over there, are they? So I wouldn't think it'd take overnight to move. If they're going to destroy the one school, right?
Yes, that's part of the grant obligation that I guess if you go bankrupt on the new ones, you can't move back into the old ones because that's not going to be there.
Okay, now, you tell me that the school district, I guess, voted, and 70% of the people did not want to build these buildings, right?
Oh, absolutely not. People were very opposed to building these new schools.
But you got them anyway.
We got them anyway.
Now, the money comes from the federal government, right?
It comes out of the state.
Oh, it's state money.
Yes. As far as I know, it comes from the Capital Development Board in Springfield. You know, it's through the state government, as far as I know. It was under Governor Ryan's program. And he was giving out a lot of money to have new building projects.
They didn't pass. They didn't pass a bond issue or anything to build these buildings.
No, actually, the bonds. That's another part that's very interesting because the local people were not, like the A.G. Edwards and who were the local investors were not part of the bond process. They chose a bank out of the Chicago area. LaSalle or Harris, I'm not certain. And those are big bond people there, and then they come in, and then they work with the district.
But you didn't pass, you didn't have to vote on that bond issue, or
no.
Didn't get to vote on it.
No, I, as far as I know, there was no vote on that issue.
See, I don't understand how that can happen. When 70% of the people do not want to build, and you say they're building two schools?
Two schools, yes. There's a grade school and a high school.
So what is the one school they're going to tear down, a combination grade school and high school?
Excuse me. Actually, it's the high school. For some reason, because the grade school, they relocated it, and it was in another town, and it is not going to be torn down, as far as I know. But the high school, that they built a new high school right adjoining to it, and the old high school must be torn down in order to comply with the grant qualifications.
You know, they tore down the high school that I graduated from. And you kind of hate to see those old things go, but ours still had wooden floors. You know, it wasn't the most desirable building in the world, although it had stood there for a long, long time, and I'm sure it was probably built better than the new one that they're building today.
Well, part of this one is really not that old, and there's a lovely auditorium that is separate, and that will be torn down also.
But I can't understand, what did the referendum have to do with it if they didn't decide whether to do it or not?
Well, most referendums are non-binding. And when they're non-binding, that means a board can go ahead and do what they want to. They
against
don't have to listen to the people.
Against the people's will.
Yes.
In other words, it's like a straw poll.
Yes.
In other words, a straw poll. Who in here favors this? Okay, so we saw your hands. Now we're going to do what we want to anyway.
Right, right.
You comment in your article that it looks like a plan to bankrupt the school districts.
Well, if you would begin to figure, they thought they were getting a real bargain with a $20 million grant. However, when you begin to figure on this, and the total cost will come up over $40 million when they finish. And we don't know, even know the finished. How many, will they have new personnel? Will they have new furnishings? Or is this just the building? Or what is this? You know, we don't even know that, actually. But it appears that the local people, for the number of people, and we're having a decrease in population in the schools of the students, we really can't see any justification, and we don't know how it'll be paid for.
Well, those bonds, I guess, will pay for it.
Well, our property taxes will pay for it.
Well, what's the deal on the bonds?
Well, they had to borrow, basically. The bonds would be the money they had to borrow to complete the project. They had a $20 million grant.
Okay, then you're going to raise your property tax to
pay
off those bonds. Let's take a break, Joyce. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. By the way, our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Returned. We're visiting today with Joyce Morrison. She, and by the way, Joyce, you have become quite proficient in your editorials that you write each week. And I'll tell you what, you're gaining some ground. You're upsetting some folks, and that means you're doing some good. And you also have a lot of people that are saying, hey, this lady knows what she's talking about. You mentioned that there's been fraud that has been documented on this building of these new buildings in your district, but yet you said the new attorney general didn't recognize the fraud. Or what kind of fraud are you talking about here?
We have a young man in our area who has 800 pages of documentation of dates that have been juggled around, figures that have been juggled around. The first health and safety, I think it's called health and safety audit that they did on the schools, found that $500,000 would have brought them up to specs and to a good A or B rating. But then when they found they had the opportunity to get that $20 million grant, then they jumped at that and they got a new architect who in one day filed three different reports in order to bring it up to the amount needed in order to need a new school in order to justify the grant.
Well, I know when you say
things,
go ahead.
Three different proposals were put in and they're all dated the same date. And this young man has page after page that has been moved around, juggled around. It is so flawed, the reasonings in order to get this new school, that it is fraud, and people need to know this, and our attorney general is not looking at it, and we need to either have the U.S. attorney, the attorney general, someone should look at this, because it is robbing the people.
But the damage has already been done. The money is spent, right?
The money has been spent, apparently, yes, because the buildings are there.
When you say bring it up to specs, and you see this as something else, when we get involved in state running the local school districts, you know, a school board, they don't have any authority at all.
No, none at all.
The superintendent, he goes right along with the state because he wants to keep his job.
Sure.
But we lost our school districts when we saw state and federal money come in, when the things were home run. But who says a school isn't up to specs? I mean, you can teach a kid a whole lot, you know, just out in the barn.
That's right. It's not what the building is, Derry. It's what's taught in that building.
Isn't that the truth? So, you know, you don't have to have... You don't have to have silver-lined tablecloths in the lunchroom. You don't have to have gymnasiums, you know, that could play a professional basketball game in. Hey, these kids are supposed to learn how to read, write, add, and subtract, and sign their name, and know when not to sign their name. That's what you want to teach them. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
The Derry Brownfield Show.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Hello, this is Christine with BringEmHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'Em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
And we have returned. I want to mention again, I mentioned this yesterday, but I want to touch on it again before we get back to our conversation with Joyce Morrison, but on the freedom documents that many of you have ordered, and there's, we had a great order on those, we've been doing this now for weeks, and if you remember, I mentioned earlier that Hurricane Dennis sort of messed things up in Pensacola, Florida. We didn't realize at the time that it actually destroyed the original documents. I mean, it damaged them to where you wouldn't have wanted them, so they had to republish the things. So you'll get your freedom documents. It'll be another week, perhaps, before we get them, and then we'll get them out to you just as quickly as we can. But that's the reason you have not received your freedom documents. It's because of Hurricane Dennis was not nice and mess things up just a little bit. Now, back to Joyce Morrison. Joyce, you have these two new buildings. They got, meaning the school district, got a $20 million grant. But then you're, as a district, going to have to cough up another $20 million.
That's what it looks like with interest and what have you in the projections.
Okay, now, so it's going to come out of property taxes, right?
Yes.
Always property taxes.
Always property taxes.
Now, I was looking at some of the information that you have here, and you talk about the homestead exemption and the senior citizens exemption. Because we don't have anything like that in Missouri. What is that?
Okay, the homestead exemption is a certain amount that is deducted from anyone over 65, and I'm not really up. I used to know the regulations on that, but I'm behind in that. But it's for their home, then they don't have to pay the same amount of tax as someone that's not filed for their homestead exemption. They will not be hit quite so hard, and this is upsetting the school board or some members of the school board, because the older people, they need that money to help pay what they have already spent.
Okay, now, is the homestead exemption, and you say an other senior citizens exemptions, is this all one, or is there more than one?
No, I'm not sure. That's what the quote that was used in our local paper, and I was going to check that out with our county treasurer, and I did not get that checked out, because I need to know also, and that's a good point, and I'm glad you brought it up, we need to know, you know, if these senior citizens are going to be hit so hard that they can no longer buy food and have their own housing and what have you.
You know, property taxes are never a good way. See, back when they were set up 100 and some or 200 years ago, it was all right because people owned. This is why we came to America, was to own property. But hey, things have changed now, and we talk about when we talk about property taxes, it's always real estate property, is it not?
That's right.
I mean, could have $50 million in T-bills, government securities, and you don't pay any property taxes on that.
In Illinois, there's a bill they've been trying to get through, and it's very deceiving. It says it'll lower your property taxes, and when you get into that bill, it will only lower them 20%. And then if the next year or two they could come right back up, there's no way, you know, that they can keep them down and unless you've got some really caps on things or whatever. But anyway, it can come right back. But people are wanting this bill because they think, oh, that's, you know, going to relieve us of our property taxes. And they don't realize it's only 20%. But then what they don't realize is service taxes are going to be added on. And that's like if you take a car and the labor that you don't pay service tax on now, you will. Your barber, the guy who spreads the fertilizer and what have you, you'll begin to pay taxes on those things as well as a 2% increase in income tax.
You mean they're going to tax a haircut?
That's what a service tax would be.
Really? That's why we have so many long-haired hippies.
Mm-hmm. That could be. Maybe you've hit on to that. This is what that bill would actually be. It's a very deceiving bill. They're telling us that it's going to help with education, but that doesn't necessarily mean it is for education. It's a very, very deceiving bill. And I think our Farm Bureau is actually one of them that's pushing for this bill because people want their property taxes relieved.
But you say it isn't going to relieve the property taxes.
It's supposed to relieve them for 2 years, possibly. It's 20%. But then if your valuation is increased, then your taxes are going to be right back where they were.
Yeah, they can drop the amount of taxes, but just increase your valuation and you haven't done anything.
Sure, it's right back where it was. And yet, on top of that, you're going to be paying more income tax, state income tax, as well as a service tax.
Because you can deduct your property tax. Is that what you're saying?
You can deduct it. What do you mean?
You'll pay more. In other words, I can deduct my property tax as an expense on my income tax.
Okay.
Well, if we don't have as much property tax to deduct, then you're going to have to add that on over. You're going to make more income, is what I'm saying.
Okay. Possibly. That would possibly work.
Okay, anyhow, let's take a break. We'll be right back. We'll go to the telephones right after these messages. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
Mm-hmm.
the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Just hit a new 16-year high, and the dollar just hit a new 9-year low. Friends, let's do some simple math. Since 2001, gold is up 55%. Was $280, now it's $435 an ounce. Just like Swiss America and I have been telling you for years, gold is still the buy of a generation. And Swiss America is a company I want you to call at 1-800-289-2646, which spells 1-800-BUICOIN. Protect your assets from a falling dollar, which boils down to a rising cost of living and rising gold prices. Experts say gold could double. Do the math, please. I don't want to say I told you so again in the year 2005. So call 1-800-289-2646, which spells 1-800-BUICOIN, to get their free newsletter and the latest CD, which is a $25 value. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. In these days and times, money is hard to come by, and so is real news. My monthly newsletter is only $24.95, but I know there are times when that's a lot of money. If you've wanted to subscribe but have hesitated because of the cost, I want to make you an offer. Send me a request for a free sample, and Beth will send you free our most recent month's issue just for your personal review. You know that I'm not politically correct, and the news you'll read in the Common Sense Chronicle you will not read in your local newspaper or here on your national news networks. It's important to keep informed. There is much news to tell. So, no more excuses. Try my monthly newsletter now. We'll send you the most current issue that we do have on hand. Take a free peek at the Common Sense Chronicle by requesting your free issue today. Just send us your name and address for a free sample. P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property right while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says there's no sense in being precise when he doesn't even know what he's talking about. Derry Brownfield!
And we're back. Let's go to the telephones. Jeff in Massachusetts. Hi, Jeff. You're on the air.
Yes. Very simple. The private property tax should be eliminated, as well as all taxes. But as far as private property is concerned, at least eliminate the tax where parents have to pay to send their kid to a private school and also pay for the public school as well. There should be vouchers, and that would be a very good start. Constitutionally, our taxes are supposed to be paid through tariffs. That's a fact. And we need to get back to that basic constitutional method of the tariff. Eliminate all these treaties and get back to that instead of plucking the people like a bird.
If you, I'm sure that you have kept up with the CAFTA and the NAFTA treaties. They're not treaties, though. They're just agreements, according to the politically correct elite. But absolutely, up until 1913, we didn't have any. Income tax. We didn't have any. We used to have what they call poll tax back many, many, many years ago to help pay for schools and roads and that sort of thing. But we certainly did not have income tax, and you're right. It was done through the fact that we had tariffs on imported goods, and we let the foreigners pay our taxes for us.
Exactly, and our founding fathers designed a perfect system, and these people, these neocon Trotskyites, are tearing it apart, as well as the Bolshevik Democrats. And American people don't even realize the difference between a democracy and a republic. It's give me what's mine, that's it, and then you got the foreign element who tells you what you want to hear, and they got the knife behind their back ready to stick it to you.
Yeah, give me what is mine, and give me what's yours also. Hey, Pat, Jeff, appreciate the call. Let's go to Pat in Oregon. Hi, Pat, you're up next.
Hi, good morning. A quick question on two points, a quick reply to a comment the previous caller just made. Why would you, if you wanted to control and oppress people, why would you take away them paying the taxes and have the anyway.
You cut out there, and I lost what you said. Would you repeat that?
Yeah, in a nutshell here is why, if you want to oppress and control and take power away from the freedom of the individual and property owners, why would you take away their property tax and put it back to the tariffs? See, I'm not for that, obviously, but what I'm saying that the powers that be, that's why the purpose is to oppress. Now,
there's no doubt about there's a purpose behind all of this.
Right.
Yeah, and it is not hard to see.
Yeah. The other point here about property taxes here in Oregon, okay, last year the state thing, they voted in, people voted in because you're supposed to have control and vote in if you get taxes or not. Well, the people unanimously, or not unanimously, but, you know, in effect, said no way.
Overwhelmingly,
right. Now, guess what they did to get around that? The county assessor says, oh, well, your place used to be worth $65,000. Oh, well, now we're saying it's worth $200,000. So the next year when the taxes come out, they're still getting the money. So that's just really a really terrible thing. They just say it's worth more. Now, then the other thing, too, you see, if they voted in the taxes, they still could have said it's worth more, plus have it wired in to get more taxes. So it's just so much greed and power and control. Unbelievable. And the people are up in arms around here. Well, wishfully, literally, you know, but anyway, I just wanted to comment on that fact. It's just, you know, if the people are not going to be God-fearing and put their government and leaders, expect them to have the highest quality standards and hold them to it in public. Say, hey, no, there's nothing wrong with, hey, thou shalt not steal, you know, whatever it is. They don't stand up to them. I do, individually, and they agree, most of them, then I talk to them.
You know, you talk about these inflated home prices, inflated land prices. If we're going to have property tax, it ought to be based not upon what some assessor thinks it's worth, but on what you gave for it. And if you didn't give it $50 an acre for that old farm back in 1950, that's what you should be taxed on it as. Now, if you sell it for $50...
I understand that, okay? Back in California when they had that Proposition 13... They had voted in a thing where you could only increase it 1%. And actually, the guy that printed up all the flyers and stuff was my dad in this little tiny print shop years and years and years and years ago. But see, what happens is that now everybody around here, my place cost $65,000, and now places around here for quarters, and I have an acre and you know, blah, 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 blah. Point being, it's like unbelievable. The prices have absolutely skyrocketed 3 or 4 or 5 times because the county says this is what it's worth. Now, when you go and you sell it, the new buyer now has to pay taxes, property tax on $300,000 to $400,000 on an $80,000 piece of property.
But you have to pay that on it also, whether you sell it or not.
Since my foot is in the door here, it only can increase 3% a year.
Okay, see, many states do not have that.
Right, see, and the thing is to penalize the buyer because of it, you know. What I'm saying is that, you know, you can just see they're finding ways to get around it, you know.
And they use a book rather than common sense. Let me give you a good example. A good friend of mine, a very conservative individual, built a building. He used telephone poles. He took some tin off of another building to cover it with, and it didn't cost him hardly anything. Yet when they came and assessed it, they measured it, and they went by how many square feet it was. He could show them in the magazine ads where he could have put up a professionally built building that didn't cost as much as what they said his was worth. But because it had that many square feet in it, that's what it's worth. Yeah, and they assessed him on that, and he had to pay taxes on it.
I have a little tiny place. I run an auto repair shop by myself. I have a very good reputation, and straightforward, it's hard to find us. But point being is I put up a 2,000-square-foot small building. It is really small, and my property tax jumped over 300%.
Right. Yeah. Hey, don't feel like the Lone Ranger out there it's happening to all of us.
Yeah, and I don't know. The other thing, too, I think mostly in this country we've been having generations of people that are law keepers, law obeyers, cooperate, you know, this, that, and the other. And so they've kind of are taking advantage of that fact because the people haven't had generations of people standing up, fighting, saying, hey, no, back, you know, make them back down. And so when you get these people that don't respect that or understand that that cooperation spirit that most of us have, you see, they're just taking advantage right and left. So they're going to push us, and I don't know if there's going to be they might be drugging us, so there's not going to be a resistance. I don't know. But the point is that I don't know that anything can be done about it, but I'm sure glad people are talking about it.
Okay, let's move on. Thanks for the call, Pat. Let's go to John in New York. Hi, John. You're up next.
Hi, how you doing? We've got the same troubles in New York State. Just in the last, I'm going to say 3-4 years, I'm in two different townships that are local. Said a roof was bad in a gymnasium, so they were going to tear the building down the following year, and they spent like $378,000 to do the roof, even though they're tearing it down next year. They couldn't patch it with a bucket of tar, I guess. And then they sold it for $1 to a nearby insurance company. Then they built it. They conglomerated two townships into the same school, and they built it up, and they didn't get the job done until, like, in the middle of winter. And because they tried to force build this thing, they built it on top of mud. Well, the floors have a heating system in the floors, cracked and whatnot. They never insulated the walls, even though it was fully inspected, and they're supposed to be insulated up to, like, a 12 or 18 factor. And so when it got done, they fired up, and the cafeteria was like 30 degrees, and the offices were like 24 degrees, and the furnace burned up in the first year because it was running so hard trying to keep up with everything, but because it wasn't insulated, it couldn't keep up, and the gym roof started to leak within the first month, and a lot of problems. They put the septic system in a gravel ground, and they had it within 12 feet of the river, so now if the river eats out 12 feet, the septic system will be directly into the river, and when it gets said and done, they had to add another furnace the following year to double up the furnace to be able to put enough heat. So now we're doubling up the fuel consumption to maybe heat the place. And it's like they needed it like a hole in the head. And then they sold the other old school for $1 to, there was students that are from the central or New York City area, which were unable to, they're good athletes, but they were unable to pass their academics, so they couldn't get them to be an athlete, so they're figuring they're good investments to invest on to become athletes, so they're putting them on a one-to-one school situation to bring them up so they might be able to become a professional athlete and pay them back big bucks.
Okay.
And it's funny how it's just this huge conundrum going on, and it's like you say, everything's covered up and everybody's criping, but nobody does nothing, and it's like, well, keep putting us in debt, you know?
But when this was run by local school boards that had some authority and had some common sense. See, I've always said no one should ever be on a local school board that hasn't met a payroll. You need businessmen on there. The school district in many counties is the biggest business in that county, and you need people with some moxie with money and how to handle that situation. But anyway, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed order sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
And we have returned. Joyce, are you still with us?
I'm still here.
You know, we have more callers, and I wondered if you had any comments to make concerning what some of the other folks are saying.
Well, I think Oregon has always been a leader in everything that probably no one wants. You know, they were big in the outcome-based education. They were they had the certificate of mastery instead of the diploma. They have the assisted suicide. They have Portland has gone with the smart growth, and it is they are a leader in that, and they're finding it isn't working. So Oregon has had a whole series of advanced things, but now they're finding that many of those things are coming around and hitting them, and we need to watch that.
You know, in Salem, Oregon, that's where I believe it was Salem, Oregon. I know it was in Oregon. Where if a limb falls off of an oak tree, you're not allowed to pick it up. You have to leave it laying in your yard till it rots. They do some weird things there.
Well, people in Oregon are beginning to get tired of that dictatorship they've been under. And they're speaking out. They're beginning to say, look, we don't like this.
Let's go back to the telephones. Drew in Arkansas. Hi, Drew. You're up next.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Joyce, I commend you on what you're doing. We have a big-time problem in America where a lot of good people aren't doing anything, and you're one of those good people that are trying to do something. Like Deary said about the oak tree falling on the person's yard, they got to let it rot. They can't move it. That's ludicrous. We have a big-time problem. I wanted to chime in to see if with all these people that are around you up there, especially this young man that's done this 800-page study, y'all should, with a vast majority of people that are on your side, why not file a RICO lawsuit in federal court to mandate these people to follow what they're supposed to do as elected officials and vote them all out?
Well, you know what? They voted those same ones in. The people were complaining about it. They don't want it. And no one will put the money where the mouth is.
That's a problem. We have a big-time problem where we've got a lot of good people that don't want to do something. Right now, Ron Paul could do a whole big thing by just taking back Texas and converting Texas back to the standards, and he's one of the more honest men that we have in Congress. Gary Brownfield out here is trying to get the word out better than most people, and I commend him that he is one of the true, real good men that knows that we, the people, are the better stewards of the land. I can't understand why the people would vote evil people back into power.
Okay, appreciate the call, Drew. Appreciate the nice comments you made concerning old Brown Dairyfield. Let's go to Marilyn in California. Hi, Marilyn, you're on the air.
Hi, Gary. It's good to hear you. I'm talking about property taxes. I'm under Prop 13 where I live. I bought a house in 73. And even though I'm under Prop 13, which I think is 3% per year, my property taxes have more than doubled since I first bought my house. And most of it is in school bonds. We have sometimes one or two a year to pay for these schools out here that are so violent. It's in the newspaper all the time. We pay for trails assessments. We pay for the local parks. And then last year they started a new one. They set up these things called benefit assessment districts. Which
you hold on, and we'll talk about benefit assessment districts right after this.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us.
Hi, I'm Tracy Freeney, co-founder of Lifeline Communications. Just listen to this moving testimony.
We've had Lifeline for a couple years, and we have a 13-year-old son that has struggled with sexual lust and called a 900 number that cost us about $114 for this porn line. Your counselors called and prayed with my wife and just gave her some counsel, and the Lord really broke my 13-year-old's heart, and he gave his life to Jesus Christ. I just wanted to thank you personally and tell you that I praise God for Lifeline.
Call us right now for long-distance rates starting at less than 3 cents per minute, and we will give 10% of your monthly usage to the ministry of your choice. It's time to feel good about your phone company, because with Lifeline, you know where your money is going.
Call 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648. Taxes, fees, and surcharges not included. Terms and conditions apply.
Marilyn, going into the commercial break, you were about to explain benefit assessment
districts. I don't know whether this is going on in other parts of the country. We call it, we use the acronym BAD. It's a bad tax. Well, the supervisor that set it up, who is our local socialist supervisor here over here on near the San Francisco Bay, they charge you more if you live near open space. So what they're doing is mandating there be more open space, and then if you live near it, they charge you a higher property tax through setting up an authority, another bureaucracy that administers the tax, and then it's not clear where the money goes back to. Well, we fought it down countywide. Then they found out, well, more people near the Bay are liberal. They're close to Berkeley. So they targeted us and just had us vote on it over here where I am. I happen to be in liberal land, and of course it passed, and so now I get to pay more for the privilege of living next to open space. So this is a new mechanism they're using, is benefit assessment districts. I thought I'd warn you about that.
That's the first time I've heard of that. Have you ever heard of anything like that, Joyce?
No, that's a new one to me.
Well, they have it here in California, in Alameda and Contra Costa counties, which are the main counties here in San Francisco area. So
it'll move into us, I'm sure.
I was going to say, you guys do it first, and then it won't be long. We'll be out here in the hitherlands.
Thank you for your show, Jim.
Okay, thank you, Marilyn. Let's go. I think we have time for another caller. Let's go to Gerald in Oklahoma. Hi, Gerald.
Good morning, Derry. You're doing a fantastic job.
Well, thank you.
on this homestead exemption business, we have that in Oklahoma as long as you own and live in your dwelling. Now, if you own a second property, you don't get it on that. And we also have a military exemption here of $100, which don't sound like much, but it adds up. But one thing that's always bugged me, when they extend millage, you know, for property tax, they say 5 mils, 10 mils or something,
right,
or add a new one, any registered voter can vote to raise that tax. They don't have to be property owners. And even before I started buying my house back in the late 50s, that didn't seem fair to me. I'm just wondering if Oklahoma's the only one that does that, or just our local area. No.
It happens everywhere, and we see this with the movement of people that we have today. So somebody can come in with a wife and 10 kids, rent a trailer, move into it, and they have the same vote as you do, and you're paying all the taxes, and they're paying none.
And they're non-property owners.
Absolutely.
Right. That never seemed fair to me.
And on the other side of the coin, as I mentioned earlier, you can have a multimillionaire that just rents, lives in a little condominium or something, rents a place, and he can be worth multi-millions, and he doesn't pay any property tax.
Well, it don't make sense, does it? let's change the subject, but do you have time for a Greeny Winnie story right quick?
It's got to be really, really quick.
Okay, well, this back a ways when we were raising our three boys, they wanted a pet. Of course, the idea of a mouse of any color went over like a lead balloon with my wife, so we ended up with a couple of guinea pigs. And we found out, we didn't try it, but we found out after we'd had them a while, that if you hold a guinea pig up by its tail, its eyes will pop clear out of its head.
That's right, and I know why.
Yeah, I bet there's not one-tenth to 100% out there of these greenies that know that.
Nope, but let's move along. Anyway, guinea pigs don't have tails, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
Anyway, let's move along here. Thanks for the call, Gerald.
Great job, Derry. I listen to you every day.
Joyce, we just have a few minutes left, only a few seconds left, really. Is anything going to change?
Not unless the people start saying that they want it changed. They're going to have to start taking action. They can't just sit around and complain. They're
I was
going
to say, they say they want it changed, but you're right. It's going to take action to actually see some benefit. We're out of time, Joyce, and it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org and keep America free.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.